This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. This is Roy Jones Jr., and I am the white guy.
And I'm Will Hardy, that other guy.
Has somebody changed you into talking what we used to say?
I know. We just change it up every now and then.
Hey, welcome back. We had a great program last week. We're excited to continue that conversation this week. And it's based around people moving away from what we call a strong faith and moral base to live by, which is the Bible. They're moving away from traditional biblical thinking, right, Will?
Exactly.
And out of the church, as we've grown up knowing it, and as we continue to preach and teach men each week that how important this is in their life.
That's right. And we were reading from a Christian Post article that you had introduced us to, mm-hmm. and some of the statistics that were in there were just shocking and alarming. And then things concerning what people believe and how they believe that there's more than one way for salvation and all you have to do is be a good person and all this, which if they understood the truth, they would know, you know, if they really sought the truth, they would know that we are not inherently good.
True.
So there's no good in us. So we want to continue with this article because we only got about halfway, Roy, from last time.
Well, you've got to quit talking so much, Will. I've got to quit talking so much. I'm not sure what you did. Maybe it's a combination of both.
It probably is.
It's a good thing we're not passionate about the gospel.
Oh, no. We love to talk about the gospel. But, you know, before we start, Roy, I do want to give a shout out to all of the listeners and the positive feedback that we have gotten. Some emails and voicemails that I have received over the course of, you know, a couple years now, and they haven't been a whole lot, but I do want to just thank the listeners for listening and their feedback, because again, it's very encouraging that there is a listener base out there and they understand what we're trying to do in reference to tackling some issues that are just tough issues.
Yeah, you know, that's a very good point. And I would like to thank them as well, Will. Thank you so much for bringing that up. So mm-hmm. we'll make sure to acknowledge them. Folks, while we're on this topic, we don't talk a lot about this because we don't try not to talk about ourselves, but we would like for you to reach out, subscribe to the podcast, Man Talk Radio Podcast, and pass that on to your friends and family. And we would love to hear from you. If there's some topic you'd like for us to explore into, you can reach us at www.talkum.com. That's TAWCMM.com, and hit our contact form. We're more than happy to take up your topic and address it and share with you what our heart is and what God puts on our heart to talk about with it.
Amen. So in this, the other half of this article, Roy, it says 55% said that the Bible is not God's authoritative and true word, and 69% said people are basically good. Now, what do you have to say about that, Roy?
Okay, let me mirror back. 55% mm-hmm. said that the Bible is not the authoritative word of God.
Mm-hmm.
55%. Now, these are of quote-unquote Christians.
Exactly.
I'm speechless.
Exactly.
I'm speechless. I mean, what do you say to something that's so off the wall?
See, and I think it goes back to the point that you stated earlier, is that the church is slowly
becoming the world.
Mm. So we're starting to look like the world. And that's, I think some of that is because from a pastoral perspective, you know, now with this COVID-19, mm-hmm. and I'm talking to pastors all the time. I mean, weekly, I'm talking to a pastor in some capacity because we have a little network. And I asked them almost weekly, you know, how are the people starting to come back? And for the most part, they're saying no. They're not coming back. Mm. They are, you know, getting online, and they're doing the, you know, virtual services and things like that, which I think that's become the norm now in this environment.
It has, yes.
But I've asked them, and they say no. And see, and I think, and I ask why, and they say, well, for the older ones, which, you know, a lot of congregants are that are of that age of 60 years old and older. They say that they fear of getting COVID.
Right.
And I think that's mainly because there is not a working vaccine right now. I believe if a vaccine was available, we would probably start to see the numbers and people coming up. But I think until that time, it's just going to be stagnant. And of course, I'm thinking about always those congregations that are large congregations who have like really big budgets,
right?
You know, and if people are not giving like online or you know, that's that takes a bite into the church.
For sure. Well, you know, we've talked about that before, Will, and I think the church is going to be purged. I think there are going to be people that were sitting on the sideline to begin with that weren't necessarily we'll say maybe we're going to be the goats and the sheep are being separated. That they weren't really followers of Christ, they were checking a box. So if they get purged, or they get sidetracked as a result of this COVID and they don't come back, it's because they've gotten out of habit and maybe they didn't have the relationship they thought they had or needed to have to stay in the fight. The other piece of that is I think there's going to be a lot of people looking for answers. And there should be, every person out there should be, if they've never thought about thought about eternity or what's going to happen after I die, they should be thinking about it now, because when something as global as this is and can create so much economic stress, so much physical and mental stress, and we're not talking about the number of deaths, because we know that number, proportionally speaking, is not really large against the global population. A death is bad, but we know statistically it's not as bad as it could be with the number of cases that have been diagnosed. If they're not waking up now to ask the question, what's after this, what is after this life? I don't know what's going to get them awake. I think God has allowed this to happen to bring his people home.
Amen.
More of his people home. We know not everybody will choose, right? But everyone has an opportunity to choose.
Amen. And so that leads us into this next point that Barna, which is George Barna, you know, he's the Christian statistician that keeps up with a lot of statistics and do a lot of surveys. He said that if you look at some of the dominant elements in the American mind and heart today, as illuminated by the inventory, most people believe that the purpose of life is feeling good about yourself. So that's their whole purpose for being here and interacting with other people, is just feeling good about yourself. So if I feel good about myself, then that's enough to get me into heaven.
Was that database the Christian database, or was that people in general? Was he referring to people in general?
This is Christian database.
So there,
I know.
There again, the Great Commission, right? So if we are to model our life after Christ as men, women, that means being a servant, serving others, others before self, love your neighbor as yourself, then it's not about myself. So therefore, back to the earlier comment, it's not the authoritative word of God. 58% are saying it's not the authoritative word of God. So therefore, I don't need to obey, I don't need to follow the rules. So I don't need to model myself after Christ. I don't need to make disciples of all the nations. I just need to be worried about me, is what you're saying that the statistics are showing.
Amen. And so I want to take our listening audience's attention to...
Let's be clear, if I can interrupt you one second.
Yeah, go ahead.
We want to make it clear, we're not saying that's the way you should be. We're repeating what the statistics say. So if you just turned in or just tuned in, we want you to know this is not the way Man Talk Radio feels or believes or Will or Roy teach or preach when we have the opportunities to share with others.
And so we would say, go back and listen to part one.
Part one.
Of this.
Or rewind. Or
that's right. And you'll get understanding. Yeah. So 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Now the Spirit speaks expressly, says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils. Mm.
So this goes consistent with the other scripture that says, in the end days or last days, wrong will become right and right will become wrong.
And that's exactly what we're seeing. Mm. We're seeing a reversal. Mm. You know, we're seeing the society is reversing from the values in which this country was built off of.
Yeah, I think right now is a good point to say, folks, it's time to wake up. It really is time to put the brakes on and get out of all about me syndrome. Because tomorrow may never come. We talked about this. Tomorrow may never come. And if you're listening to us today and you've not made a commitment to follow Christ, what if tomorrow never comes for you? What if you go to bed tonight and you don't wake up tomorrow? What if you're caught up in a car accident and you don't have an opportunity to make that decision later? Are you ready for eternity? Are you ready for eternity? You know, and we lost a young man at church this week that in a tragic car accident, 19 years old. So that just comes to mind that, folks, tomorrow is not guaranteed. God is the only one that knows the time and the place. If you've not made a decision, I'm calling on you now to make a decision to follow Christ so that you'll make it home.
And don't give heed to everything that sounds good. Let God bless you to investigate things that you come in contact with. Just don't take people's advice face value. Yeah. Search the scripture, get in there and let the word of God begin to speak to you, because everything that sounds good is not good for you.
Right.
You know, so people could come back and start saying, you know, this is what I would do if I was in your situation, but are they prepared to suffer some repercussions as a result?
Right, right.
No, because they're not going to be at your house. They're not going to be living there. They're going to be, you know, in the next county or wherever they live.
That's right.
So they're not going to see and experience anything that you will experience because you're at home. Mm. So we're coming up here on another break here. Praise God. But I want to get this next paragraph in. Most people contend, and we'll pick this up after the break. Most people contend that all faiths are of equal value. This, again, is coming from the article, the Christian Post, and the statistics was done by George Barna. All faiths are of equal value, that entry into God's eternal presence is determined by one's personal means of choice. See? Going back to what we talked about. What's good for you is good for you. What's good for me is good for me.
So my personal choice will impact my eternity.
Absolutely.
Without the knowledge of Christ and without the relationship with Christ. So if I do good, I should make it home.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Wrong.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. We're having all kinds of side conversations.
Well, we got to start paying attention. Keith's back there, poor guy. He's looking at us, waiting on us to get dialed in. Keith, we love you.
Amen. Praise God, brother. We love you. Yes, we do. So we were talking about this article from the Christian Post and statistics by George Barna.
And the last thing I said before break was that philosophy is wrong.
And you're right. You're right. Because it goes on to say that the eternal presence is determined. This is from the article now, people. This is not what we believe in. Determined by one's personal means of choice. There's the word again. And that there is no absolute guide or growth for an individual morally.
Okay, so that is a byproduct of the last 35 or 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
That is a byproduct and the result of the last 35 or 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to roll it back even just in the last 30 years or 25 years. And just to, for sake, if you'll bear with me here just a moment, back when one of our former presidents was accused of having an extramarital affair, and because of his classification of what sex was, right, or not classified, we saw trends go off the chart within the middle school population, those types of activities, right? And the adults know what we're talking about here. So the last 30 years, 25, 30 years, it's become this whole mentality. Because I define it, makes it either right or wrong, mm-hmm. not because the authoritative word of God makes it right or wrong. And that's where that type of mentality has manifested itself over the last 30, 35 years.
Yeah, see, so if you have no standard, then anything becomes a standard.
Right.
So if I have no guide to live by, that's truth, and it covers my entire life and how I should live in order to be effective for the kingdom, then anything that I say or believe is truth to me.
Or if you redefine it as well. Mm-hmm. But anything you believe. But if you want to broadcast it out and you've got a following, as a lot of these influencers do, if you will, quote unquote, on social media,
mm-hmm.
if they define it, back to our comment earlier, they're not researching it and verifying it. They just say, hey, this person says this is okay. Just back to my mm-hmm. earlier comment just a moment ago about what the president defined as not yes or no having it, right?
Mm-hmm. And see, that determines a lot of what the people believe in these Instagram and
yep.
Snapchat people and all this other stuff is the number of followers a person has. So
right.
if they have like 500,000 or above followers and they saying, well, if 500,000 people are following this person, then
they
gotta
be truthful.
Right. I really want to listen to what they have to say, which again, that has become their standard.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you start falling away and you're wondering, why am I becoming weak spiritually all of a sudden? Why am I not like I used to be when I first came to Christ? And I'm talking about Christians now, mm-hmm. or ones who profess to be Christians. You know, what's happened to get me from the point that of where I was to where I am now?
Well, that's got to be external influences, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's because you started listening to the world. The pulpit has started talking from a world perspective, not about the world, but from a world perspective, and has got you convinced that these things are now acceptable, but the Word of God says they're not, right?
Exactly. And so giving heed to the Spirit, these doctrines of demons, that 1 Timothy 4 says, is that a person speaks lies and hypocrisy.
Mm.
So you can't be perfect if you've broken the law of God. And since God says that everyone needs Christ in order to be born again, then that has to be the standard and is the standard for all mankind. Again, this is what the doctrines teach. The doctrines of demons teach that if I take away the standard, then you can make it whatever you want to be. Same thing that Satan did to Eve in the garden.
Right.
Did God really say?
Yep.
See, so he used the same tactic. He's using the same tactics today. Did God really say what you just said? Maybe you heard it wrong. Maybe you just didn't understand truthfully, because he know that if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you won't need him anymore. See, that's the ideology that he was infusing Eve with. And of course, she gave it to Adam, and then the rest is history. And that's why we're here now.
Which is a bad place to be.
a very bad place to be. So here he goes on to say, that philosophy of life contradicts a fundamental basis of what may be the two most significant documents to the longevity and success of America, the Bible and the Constitution of the United States. These documents agree that this nation will only be healthy and fruitful if it is populated by moral people. By abandoning our moral standard and tradition and replacing them with inclusive and conditional preferences, we're losing the foundation that have enabled the America to succeed for more than two centuries. So if we go back to what we talked about earlier, we say, is a person generally morally good? Can we say that most people are generally morally good?
Well, how would you say that if there's no moral baseline?
Exactly. So if what's the standard for saying that, making that statement, if a person is morally good, what's the standard by which you measure
myself?
Right. How good you are morally or not good.
So I measure myself.
Measure yourself by yourself.
Yeah. So I say, hey, I'm morally good.
Mm-hmm. And so that's nobody's business but my own.
Yeah.
That's
the mindset, right?
Exactly.
We as followers of Christ know it's actually your brothers and sisters in Christ's business, because we're supposed to be setting example and serving others, right?
And that service doesn't necessarily mean that I'm telling my brother, my sister, all of what goes on in my household. But what it is there has to be some accountability, because we are all part of the body of Christ.
Right.
And we are all members of the body in particular, according to the word of God. So that leads us then to this question, that if a person believes that they are morally good, and there's no standard by which to base their morality on, then anything they say and or do to justify their actions is good to them.
Well, that's the end justifies the means, right? Mm-hmm. Theological statement. They're just applying it in their own walk of life.
That's right.
And not living by any guidelines or any what we used to call yardsticks, right? I'm not measuring myself against what God has told me to measure myself against, his word.
And see, and then again, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, you know, it said, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. See, a person who is deceived or who is a false teacher, when we talk about something being seared with a hot iron, think about, you weren't in the military, but in the military, I seen guys get hurt. And they would have like a vein or artery that would get torn. And so the medic would run over there and say, soldier, we need to cauterize this or you're going to die. And so what they do is they get something hot and they sear that. That's right. They seal that wound up to stop it from bleeding. Mm-hmm. So the false teachers and prophets, their conscience has been seared just like that wound. So they have been desensitized. That's the word I'm looking for. So they have been desensitized to any and every other thing that's good that comes from God. So here they are now justifying whatever actions they are, and they're not going to listen to anybody else in reference to what they have to say, because their conscience has been seared. And that's what the word of God is saying here. So if you've been seared, you have no sensitivity to anything that would be good to help you spiritually.
So what does the Bible say, and what does God tell us about when you turn away from him? Eventually he's going to do what? Allow your mind to go where?
Reprobate.
Right, which means you'll no longer recognize right and wrong.
That's right. That's Romans chapter 1 and 2. That's right. You'll be of a reprobate mind. And that's what the word reprobate mm-hmm. means. The reprobate means that God has basically turned you over to your own mischievousness, your own sin, your own deception, because in your mind, you understand right and wrong again, appealing to that conscience. See, the conscience is telling you, hey, but if the conscience has been seared, there you have it.
Right.
There you have it. You're not letting anything come in.
So hence the 58% of the followers of Christ, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
don't think this is the authoritative word of God, the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So drawing the parallel, if they've been turned over to a reprobate mind because they've turned away from God or they're not following God, how would they know? Hence, the survey says it's okay to not have the authoritative word of God.
That's right.
Because it isn't in their mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
But folks, we know that is not the case.
Not
this
the case.
This is the authoritative word of God.
That's
it
right.
It is his book of life for us to
yes,
take
it is.
While we're living in this life
Hallelujah,
to live by.
Praise God.
And Will, why don't you tell them how to come home?
Well, all you have to do is just confess that you are a sinner. Believe that Jesus Christ came through the Virgin Mary, died on the cross, was shed his blood for you. And then give your life to Jesus Christ. Ask him to come into your heart and make you a new creature, and you'll become a citizen of the kingdom of God.
Amen. And we'll see you on the other side.
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining our show. It's been a great 2 weeks
yes,
on this topic.
It has.
We'll look forward to joining you next week with a brand new topic. God bless everyone.
People, get excited over God, because God is the only one who is able to do for you what you can't do for yourself.
Amen.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.